Welcome to the Superintend Podcast, a production of the Idaho Department of Education. I'm Chief Communications Officer Scott Graff. Today on the podcast, we're talking about a new initiative here at the department that's focused on the ethical expectations of Idaho's educators. In Idaho, our teachers are certified by the state and, as part of that process, are expected to adhere to the state's Code of Ethics for Idaho Professional Educators. We have two guests on today's episode. One is the usual host of the Superintend, Superintendent Debbie Critchfield. Superintendent, welcome back to your podcast.
Thank you, Scott.
And Senna Lackey is here as well. Senna leads the department that issues certifications to Idaho educators here at the Department of Education. Senna, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Scott.
Let's start with a question for you, Debbie. At a very broad level, Senna's going to talk about some of the specifics, but what is this initiative all about?
It's about professionalism for teachers and helping them make the best decisions in their profession. When a teacher goes through a process to become certified, it comes with it expectations around a code of ethics. And I think we expect that anyone working around children will be ethical. And not all of the things that teachers are in the midst of deciding as far as their profession is concerned has to do with maybe a student or a coworker, but sometimes it's around contracts and, you know, and just a variety of things. And we really want to support good decision making. We also want to support our teachers as they get into the work environment, helping them understand and navigate their own profession.
Why is this something that you are making a priority here on the eve of your third year in office?
I want to have a positive approach to it. And with that said, I feel like I then take a turn and go at what might appear to be negative. But just over the last couple of years while I've been in the seat, we've seen an uptick and rise in complaints from districts or others for violations of what might potentially violate a teacher code of ethics. And there's a Professional Standards Commission, and we're getting reports back on things that they're seeing a lot, a violation of contracts or inappropriate relationships with teachers or inappropriate interactions with coworkers or parents, et cetera. And so in the thick of teaching and managing students, we also want and expect the highest level of professionalism and interactions. And so the goal, this is a really long answer to say, that the goal of all of this is really to help support our teachers, keep our teachers in the classroom, and help remind them of their duties and just remind them that they're good people and they can make good decisions.
It's your podcast. Your answers can be long as you like.
Well, the listener is like, yeah, keep moving on.
Senna, you have worked at the department for a long time. You've been in certification for a long time. We talked this morning as we kind of talked about some of our potential questions, things to talk about. This is a priority for you as well. Why is this something that you feel like is necessary in 2024, 2025 in our educational system?
Well, first and foremost, it's always to protect kids. The Code of Ethics for Idaho Professional Educators primary purpose is always and always will be to protect kids, but the initiative is also to bring awareness of how the educators' ethical decision-making can impact their certification. So it's not just about protecting students, although that's probably the primary importance. The initiative is more about awareness that we have an Idaho Code of Ethics, that there is a goal behind this to ensure that educators have an awareness of the Code of Ethics and their ethical decision making. So we've put together some initiatives in the guise of trying to help districts, LEAs, create cultures of collaboration around ethical decision making and understanding the Code of Ethics and the principles behind the Code of Ethics.
LEAs being local education agencies, a term we use often referring to school districts and charter schools. So your team here at the department, Certification and Professional Standards, is tasked with sort of executing the superintendent's vision on this from kind of a logistical perspective, X's and O's. What are some of the things that our educators, other folks who are listening, can expect in this arena?
So some of the things that we've already done is we started printing the Code of Ethics for Idaho Professional Educators again. So I'm excited about that. And LEAs, districts or charters, can ask for copies of those. So we will mail those out free of charge, however many they want. So that's probably the first thing that we did.
And the idea is just having a physical copy means it's easy to take a look at and be reminded.
Yeah,
of
and start those conversations. You know, if they have a physical copy of that, I mean, it's online, but we are mailing those out. We're also putting those in certificates. When we mail out certificates for non-traditional candidates, people that are on an alternative authorization that may not have had that formal training around the Idaho Code of Ethics in a college or university. So just to start that awareness that there is a code of ethics for Idaho professional educators was the first primary goal. The other thing that we've done is the Professional Standards Commission has created a couple of documents. One, a guidance document for educators on contracts. So just a guidance document on what a breach of contract is, how that works, how it may affect their certificate. The other one is a breach of contract guidance document for administrators and school boards so they understand the logistics behind. You can't just accept somebody's resignation and then file a complaint against them if you haven't gone through the proper channels of having them in your board minutes and so forth. So there's just some protocol behind contract violations that need some awareness. And then the other thing that we've currently been working on is some other guidance documents that are in the works that are hopefully to come out soon. But the one that I'm probably most excited about is ProEthica. And ProEthica is an opportunity for administrators that is no charge to the administrator. And what it is it's 7 interactive instructional modules that they can go through. And it really is to think about your thinking. It's how ethical decisions may impact your school or your certificate or your community. So it really is just an opportunity for educators and administrators to learn about how they might support educators within their building around this culture of collaboration around ethical decision making. So that's probably the one that I'm most excited about. And we're going to create a facilitator's guide to help them move that culture of collaboration and ethical decision making conversations forward and how they might offer professional development to their educators.
So I think for folks who are listening who may not understand the association between what we're talking about and a breach of contract. Walk us through what that looks like and what the ethical expectation of a teacher in Idaho is when it comes to their contract.
So a lot of people will move here from another state and not have any awareness that we have a breach of contract. If you violate your contract, every educator signs a contract with a school district that says, I adhere to being here. I adhere to fulfilling the requirements of my contract. And at times, somebody might get a job offer at another district or across the border and say, you know what, I can make more money working in Washington, or I can make more money at this other district, not knowing that walking away from their contract is a breach of contract, and it's a violation of the Code of Ethics for Idaho Professional Educators. So it's important for us to start that awareness, that conversation around, and also for administrators to recognize that somebody may be in a position where they're on the verge of violating their contract and help provide resources to that educator to say, what supports can we give you to get you to stay? Do you need extra support within your room? Do you need us to give you time off so that you can go to a counselor, whatever those things look like? So it's really just an opportunity to start opening up those conversations and not be wary of, I'm having a hard time. But that willingness to reach out and be the administrator, be receptive to what can I do to encourage you to stay in our building and not violate your contract. And an awareness for school boards to understand that they have an obligation to put in their minutes that they're letting somebody out of their contract. If it's not in their minutes that they've let somebody out of their contract, then when we get a complaint that says this person's violated their contract and there's no documentation or somebody has said in there we've released them from their contract, then it's no longer a violation of the Code of Ethics. So or a breach of contract. So it's just an awareness. It's an opportunity to provide awareness of the Code of Ethics for Idaho professional educators and start to have that open dialogue.
You mentioned at one point the PSC. Explain for the folks who may not be familiar with the Professional Standards Commission what that is.
So the Professional Standards Commission is one of the statutory authorities of the Professional Standards Commission is to look at complaint packets that somebody has submitted that demonstrates or that shows evidence that somebody has violated the Code of Ethics for Idaho Professional Educators. Those complaint packets then are taken to the Professional Standards Commission and the Executive Committee, which is the ethics group of educators that oversees, that looks at those complaint packets and makes a determination if there truly is a violation of the Code of Ethics. And then it can have repercussions against their certificate. It could be a letter of reprimand, but there is a body of experts that of educators that sit on the Professional Standards Commission that reviews all of those complaint packets and makes determinations if there truly is a violation of the Code of Ethics there and makes decisions.
So Debbie, this is your initiative. This has been a priority. Senna obviously is very, very much in lockstep on this. As you execute this, the two of you, Senna with your team, in a few years, what will success look like if this is a successful initiative?
Honestly, we hope to see less complaints. That's always a data point that we can look at. But I also think that just in general, our teachers feel better about navigating the classroom. There's just new things, online, phones, just different ways of communicating, different expectations. You know, over time, it's not the same as being in a one-room schoolhouse in the 1850s. And so we expect people to do their job, but there are situations that get presented to teachers, life changes that happen to everybody. And I think part of the overall retention for our teachers, the recruitment of people who want to be in the profession, this is something that we can provide at the state level to help them be successful and help our state really show off the finest that we have in the profession.
Very good. Superintendent Debbie Critchfield, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Senna Lackey, our director over the team of certification and professional standards experts here at the department. Thank you as well.
Thank you, Scott.
The Superintend Podcast is produced by the Idaho Department of Education. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. They can also be streamed on YouTube and the department's website, sde.idaho.gov. I'm Scott Graff. Thanks for listening.